All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Tuesday, July 14th. Now, before I get into today's update, I just want to mention something. In the description to each stimulus update going forward starting today, I will be including links to various local stimulus programs that I've caught wind of. I don't want to cover each and every local stimulus program here in my daily stimulus updates because I know that local stimulus programs don't apply to everybody, right? Some of you may be very interested in the Los Angeles Rent Assistance Program that's going on right now that you have to apply for, but not all of you are in Los Angeles, right? So I'm just going to start including those in links in the description that I will update on a daily basis. I can't promise that I'm going to cover every single local stimulus program out there, but I'm going to try to cover the big ones, okay? And if you see I've missed any in the description, please comment and I will include in future updates. All right, now on to today's stimulus update. So Congress is back in town next Monday, July 20th. Game plan is Republicans are going to come up with their own stimulus bill, okay, internally amongst themselves. And then they're basically going to pitch it to the Democrats, right? So we're going to see what the Republicans come out with. It's kind of similar to what the Democrats did with the HEROES Act, right? They kind of came out with their own thing and put it out there. Now Republicans are going to come out with their own thing, put it out there, and then those inter-party negotiations will get underway. I hope they wrap something up by the end of the month. That's probably a bit optimistic. We know that the House goes on recess the entire month of August. The Senate starts its recess on August 8th. However, Nancy Pelosi was on CNN this morning, asked, hey, you know, would you be willing to cancel or shorten that August recess in the House if necessary to get another bill through? Here's what she said.
August recess is fast approaching. Would you be willing to forgo that or delay that to get to a deal to extend benefits?
Oh, we absolutely have to. We also have to come to an agreement. The timetable is the timetable of the American people, needing their unemployment insurance, their direct payments, their assistance for rent and mortgage foreclosure, forbearance in terms of that. And we need it for states and localities to be able to be able to pay their employees who are meeting the needs of their constituents. And you know what? We need it to open the economy by testing, tracing, treating, isolating. We need to do that.
So she's saying, yeah, of course we would do that if we had to. Because remember, like we said before here on the channel, these congressional recesses, they're not set in stone. They're not law. You don't have to do them. Senate canceled a recess back in March to push the CARES Act through. I'm hoping that if something doesn't get done by August, that both houses of Congress will be willing to shorten or cancel their recesses in order to get something done for the American people. But we're going to have to see what happens. Pelosi reiterates the major points of the HEROES Act that has already passed the House in May, the unemployment, the direct payments, i.e. stimulus checks, assistance for rent and mortgage, foreclosure, forbearance, state and local assistance, testing, tracing, treating, and all that. So Pelosi is reiterating the same talking points with the HEROES Act, but this is kind of new. You know, she is very supportive of the idea of canceling the House's break in August if that's what it takes to push the next stimulus relief bill through. We haven't heard as much from Mitch McConnell, but then again, he hasn't been asked directly on this issue as Pelosi has with respect to the House. We have another Republican senator being asked about stimulus checks. This one is John Cornyn, senior senator from Texas. Here's the clip.
Originally, we sent a lot of checks out to people who were still working and didn't need the extra income, and that was seemed like the right thing to do at the time. I think if we do that, we may try to narrow it a little bit more by income and people who literally haven't been able to get paid, so they haven't been able to provide for their family. But another way we've been trying to help is through an increased unemployment insurance benefits. And so that's the goal.
So Cornyn is, of course, reiterating the more targeted notion with respect to another round of stimulus checks that seems to be gaining steam with some Republicans. McConnell kind of broke that $40,000 figure last Monday. We've heard Kudlow allude to the fact that the next round of stimulus checks may be more targeted. We talked about that yesterday. And now we have John Cornyn talking about more targeted, narrowly directed stimulus checks. So is that the mainstream Republican agenda at this point with respect to another round of stimulus checks? I don't know. We'll see. And of course, you're going to have to get House Democrats on board with whatever idea they have. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. Now, before I go, just a couple of things. First thing, I will continue to produce these daily stimulus update videos for you on a daily basis. However, this week, I will be dropping a couple of extra videos for you in addition to the stimulus video. First thing, I know this doesn't apply to everybody, but first thing, tomorrow, tax day, I will be dropping a video on how to extend your tax return easily for free from home, right? So if you can't file your tax return by tomorrow, July 15th, for whatever reason, which is the original due date, you can do this and extend your tax return deadline to October 15th for free. I know a lot of you already filed your tax return. A lot of you already know how to extend your tax return. But for those of you who don't, check out that video tomorrow. Also, later this week, I will be releasing a video taking a look at Biden's newly announced Buy American plan, kind of looking at it in light of Trump's America First mentality. Are they both kind of saying the same thing in different packaging? I'm going to take a look at that in a video later this week. So be sure to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss anything. You can click the button with my face on it right here to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any stimulus updates or anything else. Also, please be sure to check out our family channel. Just released another video today right here. It's basically us just hanging out at home. And also, be sure to check out the videos at the bottom of your screen that you may be interested in. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.